This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you next by Al Hansen Motors of Downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Region 3 FFA all met at Bayshore Camp on May the 26th and the 27th for their regional FFA leadership camp. Region 3 consists of 19 FFA chapters hailing from Gratiot, Isabella, Huron, Midland, Saginaw, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties. The officers from 14 of those chapters came together to learn about courage, confidence, and connection, while also learning how to be better chapter officers. The regional officer team planned a service project called Pack a Backpack, where FFA members packed essential supplies into 192 backpacks to be distributed throughout the region. Essential items included school supplies, toiletries, washcloths, and socks, and items were all collected and donated by individual chapters, with each chapter assigning specific items to bring to the camp. The group worked together to assemble the backpacks, and each chapter will take home 12 to 14 backpacks to distribute in their local communities. You can view a photo of the FFA chapters and the backpacks in the full written story online at thumbnet.net. And another news for today. Shortly after 3 p.m. on Wednesday, May the 27th, a two-vehicle crash occurred on Northport Crescent Street in Bad Axe in front of McVeigh Insurance Agency. A Ram 2500 commercial van rear-ended a Thumb Area Transit bus. On the scene were two Huron Central Ambulance Service vehicles, the Bad Axe Police Department, two Huron County Sheriff Office deputies, and the Bad Axe Fire Department. More information will continue to be released as it becomes available, and no injuries have been reported at this time. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Stop paying dock fees and finance fees when you buy a pre-owned vehicle. Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. At Al Hansen Motors, we never charge finance fees, and we don't charge dock fees. This week I have some gas savers that you need to come check out before they're gone. The first is a 2024 Chevy Malibu. It gets up to 36 miles per gallon and is in great shape with 40,000 miles. It has cloth interior, heated seats, remote start, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, and lane keep assist. We're asking $20,980. Next up is a 2017 Chevy Cruze. It gets up to 40 miles per gallon and has low miles for the year, just 78,000. It has cloth interior, heated seats, Bluetooth, remote start, and even has WeatherTech floor mats. We're asking $12,580. I also have a 2020 Ford EcoSport Titanium front-wheel drive, which means it's loaded with options. It has 41,000 miles and gets up to 30 miles per gallon with a 1-liter 3-cylinder engine and an asking price of $16,580. And last up is a 2017 Ford Fusion that gets up to 34 miles per gallon. It had cloth interior, a backup camera, and 123,000 miles. We're asking $99.80.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, the Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will meet at 8 a.m. on today, Thursday, May the 28th, in the boardroom in the Purdy Building, so that's in a few hours here, at 125 West Lincoln Street in Caro. According to the preliminary agenda, commissioners are expected to approve the purchase of a drone for the Sheriff's Department, as well as approve a new Materials Management Planning Program grant amendment regarding the recycling. You can join the meeting online via Hangouts Meet or by going to the county's website, TuscolaCounty.org, and following the directions posted there. And another news for today. Yesterday, on Wednesday, May the 27th, Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed a bipartisan bill that will deliver $152 million in funding to upgrading the runways and infrastructure at Selfridge Air National Guard Base before the June 1st deadline, helping to unlock $792 million in federal investments into the base, as well as ensure that the base is ready in time for their new F-15EX fighter jets that will begin arriving by 2028. House Bill 4572, sponsored by State Representative Ron Robinson, a Republican from Utica, invests $152 million to help prepare Selfridge Air National Guard Base for the future by supporting critical runway and infrastructure improvements. The funding will help to modernize the base, improve safety and accessibility standards, address drainage and roadway upgrades, and ensure Selfridge is ready to support the next generation of fighter missions and continue military operations for years to come. Critically, the funding will allow the work to start this year, which will ensure that the base is ready in time. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.